When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday. It's the last Friday before Halloween, so we're doing spooky fly jams, scary fly jams, Halloween-y fly jams. DJ Shagru is here, Viggity Viggity Vic running around in the newsroom. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and DJ Badash is, Badass Badish is here in for Esmeralda the Heart Melda, who's melting hearts in Ireland right now as we speak. So get your fly jam requests in, and let's kick it off with the one. You know, I mean, this is the classic, the standard. It would not be Halloween if you didn't hear this song every year.
From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
Monster Mash.
There you go. It's officially Halloween time now. We've heard the Monster Mash by Boris Pickett. So, all right, Fly Jams Friday continues right after we take this break for the news on 720 WGN.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
That's right. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. That's Ray Parker Jr., who ripped off Huey Lewis for that song. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. For your morning drive. It is Fly Jams Friday, and it's a spooky Fly Jams Friday because it's the Friday before Halloween. So we're doing spooky Fly Jams this morning. If you would like to make a request, we got some lines open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And here is Fly Jams Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
You know, usually every year on Halloween Fly Jams, Stevie Wonder makes an appearance with that song that starts with S.
Yeah.
Well, this morning I've got a Stevie Wonder song that starts with S that's most appropriate for Halloween, but it's never been played before. Here's Skeletons.
All right.
Skeletons in your closet. It's in the cool.
Skeletons. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad. Skeletons.
This is the fourth Halloween Fly Jams with no repeats, but it's getting a little tougher.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Hey, are you pulling for Houston?
I am pulling for Houston, yes.
I think they can win because they should beat Darvish. I mean, he was in their division for so many years,
yeah,
in their natural rivalry. I think they'll beat them.
I still have a hard time accepting Houston as an American League team.
It's a little strange.
It seems weird to me. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get over that, but.
But I think they'll beat Alex Wood. We beat Alex Wood, and then they'll have to come back with Kershaw.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'll tell you, that game on Wednesday night was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, it was unbelievable. Crazy.
When they came back again, I really didn't think they were going to be able to do it.
Yeah. But I will say this.
To see their bullpen.
Well, I was just going to say it was proof that, you know, you can hit Dodger bullpen. That was the proof right there. It's going to be a fun series, no question about it.
Yes, I still think it'll be done in five.
Okay. All right, Bob, thank you.
See you next week.
See you there next week. There you go, 312-981-7200. I'm going to have to flip back and forth tonight, though, because the Hawks are playing the Preds. So, yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, and by the way, not only is it going to be a good, like, fun sports weekend, get the World Series going, but perhaps the greatest television special in the history of all television specials premieres Saturday night at 10:30. It's going to be the most monumental television event of the past 10 decades. It's the David S. Pumpkins animated Halloween special. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. They've released one clip from it, and I laughed. I laughed like an idiot. It was like a 35-second clip, and I laughed like an idiot. That's going to be so, it's going to be so great. Saturday night, by the way, Saturday night, 10:30 on NBC. The David S. Pumpkins animated Halloween special. Tom Hanks providing the voice. And for those of you who don't know who David S. Pumpkins is, just go to YouTube and type in Haunted Elevator SNL. It became a viral phenomenon last year, and so much so that now they're giving him his own special. So that's going to be a half an hour long, and then afterwards they're going to do a special SNL featuring all Halloween sketches from the past. So that's going to be fun. Bob made reference to this. That's right. Superstition, you got to play Superstition on the Halloween fly jams. That's absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary. Now, I understand that Roger Badish has a request. What's your request? Should we just play it and you can talk about it afterwards? Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me. Yeah, there it is.
Can't go wrong with a little
Santana. Yep. Black magic woman. That's appropriate for Fly Jam Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, black magic woman. Yeah.
You made a devil out of me.
That's right. That's right. All right. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. The guy that I'm going to have you play once was the voice of Smokey the Bear. But he was better known. Well, you heard of the Fab Four. He was part of the Gruesome Twosome. This is I Want to Bite Your Hand by Gene Moss and Alan Freed. Not Alan Freed,
all right.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window.
Right.
Just let me bite your hand.
Wow.
Just let me bite your hand.
Is this a vampire that prefers the hand over the neck? Is that understanding? It's most of the time it's the neck that the vampire bites, but he wants the hand. Otherwise, it wouldn't rhyme. It wouldn't be, you know. I want to bite your neck. That, you know, I mean, you could do it to the tune of I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I mean, there's lifeline in there, right? I mean, there's something in there.
There's veins in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I happen to have a Band-Aid on my hand right now because I burnt the hell out of my hand taking something out of the broiler.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I haven't had a Band-Aid on my hand. I can't remember the last time I had a Band-Aid on my hand.
Is it got cartoon characters on it?
No, it's a Band-Aid. Well, no. What am I, nine? I'm 52 years old. What? All right. Well, thank you, Harold. Go bite a hand. I want to bite. By the way, we got some lines open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. All right. Now, Bennett, the Business of Funk, he has a request. Does Bennett, the Business of Funk, have a request? That's Dusty. I've never heard that version before. That's great. That's Dusty Springfield. Wow. Nice one. Nice one there, Bennett. Nice choice, man. That's great. Who did the Classics 4?
Dennis Yost and the Classics 4.
Classics 4. Yeah, they did the original. Spooky. They also, didn't they do Windy? No, not Windy.
No,
the Association did Windy. Yeah. They did something else, though.
Yeah.
I can't remember it. Classics 4. They had a couple of hits. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break here for we got weather and we got traffic and we've got more Fly Jams Friday, Halloween edition. 312-981-7200. Got some phone lines open. We have a listener named Todd who texted in a request, and we're going to get his Halloween Fly Jam request as well. Go the lurch, do the lurch. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich in 10 minutes with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Our phone lines are open. DJ Shagru has a Wolfman mask on this morning, and he's playing the Halloween-related Fly Jams on a Fly Jams Friday before Halloween. 312-981-7200. So a listener named Todd had a request, correct, DJ Shagru? So if you like me, don't say you like me. If you like me, don't say you love me. Cause I can't wait till Halloween to find out if it's pick up. Trick or Treat by Otis. Otis Redding, Trick or Treat. Yeah, there you go. This next one that we're going to play, we were discussing the other morning. because how did it come up? Because we had Too Legit to Quit was played. Why was that played?
It was a Wild Card Wednesday
request. Oh, Wild Card Wednesday request was Too Legit to Quit, and it. I looked up at the screen where they have, because there is a camera in the newsroom, but you can see at the news desk, and there's a camera in the traffic cut where you can see the person in the traffic room. There's also a camera in the sports and all that stuff. And when Too Legit to Quit was playing, I looked up at the screen in the studio, and in both the traffic cut and the newsroom, both people were boogieing. And then Vic Vaughn, if I'm not mistaken, Vic Vaughn said, "That's my jam." Mm-hmm. So, Too Legit to Quit is Vic Vaughn's jam. And then this song came up. Now I was cool, relax, you know, just keep it around the house. What a knock, a knock, a knock, and a voice, yo, can hear them come out. Now I don't mind being a fan and showing a little bit of flavor. But Wednesday, Bugsley, Gomez, Fester, man, them some strange neighbors. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Does MC Hammer still wear those pants? I'm sure he's got to have closets full of them, right? Although, didn't he have to sell off all of his property?
Yeah, he went through bankruptcy.
Yeah, you know why? Because he was too generous. That's why. Every one of his childhood friends and family members and distant cousins, he put on his payroll, gave him jobs when he made all that money. That's why he lost all his dough. Because he was all my friends had brought him all along, put him on a tour. He had a caravan, for that tour, that was 1991, for that tour, there were 50 trucks, 50 semis for each town. You know, the staff was there were 2,000 people on his payroll or something. Just because he wanted to help all his friends out, you know, all his friends that he grew up with in Atlanta.
Now where are all his friends?
Well, I would imagine they're on the dole, too. That would be my guess, because they're, you know. So, who knows? But that was a nice guy. MC Hammer. Nothing wrong with MC Hammer. Remember when there was the anti-MC Hammer stuff happening? I mean, I don't like his pants. But I remember when he hosted that time period right there, 1991, December of 1991, he hosted SNL. He was hosting musical guests, and he played the Addams Family song, and he played the Too Legit to Quit. And they had a sketch where they were in a support group for people with bad haircuts. But he wasn't. He was there with his girlfriend who had the bad haircut. But everybody thought that he had a bad haircut. And he's like, "That's not a bad haircut." And he starts pointing at people. That's a bad hair. I just remember the bad haircut support group, MC Hammer being in that, and it was hilarious. So, all right, how about this one? You know, that's Houdini with a W. Houdini. I don't know if you remember this. No, I think this might have been before you got here. When did you start here, Dan?
Part-time 2003.
Okay. It was definitely before you got here. But that used to be the theme song of my show. Because somebody called up. We used to do a voicemail segment on my show where I'd play wacky voicemails. And so we'd open up the phone, we'd open up the line, give the line, people would call up with wacky voicemails, and we'd play them, and it just kept getting completely out of control. One guy just called up one night over the phone and just started singing that over and over again. So we would play that all the time. We would play that soundbite of some listener at 3 o'clock in the morning singing Houdini. Speaking of Houdini, here's a twofer.
Cobwebs hanging over your head, music being played by the Grateful Dead, and spinning on the turntables back to back, there's no other than my main man, Wolfman Jack. From the Black Lagoon, there's a sign on the door that can't be missed. Please enter, but at your own risk. Some people been reported going in the haunted house, but never again seen coming out. You ask me if it's true, I'll leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope I see you tonight.
Yeah. Was Houdini did a lot? Did Houdini do a bunch of scary themed songs?
Those are the only two.
Those
I
are the,
saw.
The only two?
Two is a bunch.
Wow. All right. yeah, Houdini. All right, how about this? This is Blue Magic, Born on Halloween.
Since you've been gone, you keep haunting me. It's the world born on Halloween. A queen of witchcraft. You were born on Halloween. A queen of witchcraft.
Yeah. Born on Halloween. That sounds like a 70s jam right there. Blue Magic. Did they do anything else, Dan? Do you know? Did Blue Magic have any other hits?
I will look them up.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, we can listen to DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince singing about Freddy Krueger.
We had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Freddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was all right, though, because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to film. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Was that DJ Fresh Prince?
That was the Fresh Prince, yeah.
He sounded different, didn't he?
I mean, that was early Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Young Fresh Prince.
Where now he's old Prince. He's not fresh anymore. Unfresh Prince.
Blue Magic's other hits include Sideshow, Spell, What's Come Over Me, Three Ring Circus, and Stop to Start.
Sideshow.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Yeah.
All right, and another one that you have to play every year for Halloween Fly Jams.
You start to freeze, and someone looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed, because this is Taylor, Taylor night. And no one's going to save them from the beast of the strike. You know it's Taylor, Taylor night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer, thriller, your mind.
You know, for people who weren't around, it's hard, or if impossible, to describe how big that album was.
Huge.
Ridiculous. By the way, there's an animated special this weekend. I think it might be on Sunday. Michael Jackson's Halloween, and they take a bunch of Michael Jackson songs and they do animated characters around him.
Oh.
I can't remember. I think it's on NBC, I want to say. Maybe CBS. Not sure. CBS. It's on CBS, I think. But it's Michael Jackson's Halloween, and it's an animated special using all of Michael Jackson's music, including Thriller, obviously.
Everybody in the world learned the dance.
Well, yeah.
That's how big it was.
Yeah. And they still do it. I mean, they still do flash mob stuff to that.
Crazy.
Well, speaking of Michael Jackson, and speaking of nepotism.
People say I'm crazy. Just a little touch. But maybe showers remind me of a psycho tumor. That's why I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Who's playing tricks on me?
Yeah, I had to get that one in before we're off today. Rockwell, yeah, nepotism. That's how we got to start. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a break, and the news is coming up next, and we'll do it again next year for the Halloween Fly Jams. Roger, we'll see you. You're off on Monday, right? You're not here.
Right, I'll be here Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Okay, yep. We'll see you then. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll take a quick break. The news is coming up in 14 seconds.